December 27, 1901. Jesus, the administer of the Most Holy Trinity to creatures. Division among priests. It is needless to talk about my poor state, about how I have reduced myself. It would be wanting to embitter and deepen the wounds of my soul. Therefore I let everything pass in silence, making an offering to the Lord. This morning, while I was crying over the loss of my adorable Jesus, the confessor came and gave me the obedience to pray the Lord to deign to come. It seems he came, and since the confessor had placed the intention of the crucifixion, he shared with me the pains of the cross, and while doing this, he said to the confessor, I was the administer of the Most Holy Trinity, that is, I administered to people the power, the wisdom and the charity of the divine persons. You, being my representative, must do nothing but continue my same work with souls. And if you do not interest yourself, you come to break the work which I started, and I feel defrauded in the execution of my designs, and I am forced to withdraw the power, the wisdom and the charity which I would have administered to you had you carried out the work I entrusted to you. After this, it seemed he transported me outside of myself, and a multitude of people could be seen from afar, from whom an unbearable stench came. Jesus said, My daughter, what a division priests will cause among themselves, this will be the last blow to foment parties and revolution among the peoples. And he said this so embittered as to arouse compassion. Then, after this, remembering about my state, I said to him, Tell me, my Lord, do you want me to have the obedience given to me to stop being in this state? More so, since no longer suffering as before, I see myself as useless. And he answered me, That's right. But he was so very afflicted, and my heart was restless, as if I had not wanted him to tell me that. So I replied, But, Lord, it is not that I want to go out of it, but I want to know your holy will, because my state was that you would come to me and share your sufferings with me. But since this has ceased, I fear that you don't even want me to continue to stay in bed. And Jesus, you are right, you are right. But, no, I felt my heart crack because of the answers given to me by blessed Jesus, and I added, But, my Lord, tell me at least, what is your greater glory, for me to continue to stay even if I should die, or to have the obedience to stop given to me? And Jesus, seeing that I would not quit, changed the subject himself by saying to me, My daughter, I feel offended by everyone. See, even devout souls have their eyes on scrutinizing whether something is sin or not. But as for amending themselves, rooting sin out, no. A sign that there is neither sorrow nor love, because sorrow and love are two most efficacious ointments which, applied to the soul, render her perfectly healed, each strengthening and fortifying the other more. But I was thinking about my poor position, and I wanted to repeat it again in order to know the will of the Lord with clarity. But Jesus disappeared from me, and I, returning inside myself, saw myself all confused as to what to do. So, in order to be sure, I exposed everything to obedience, which wants me to continue to stay. May the will of the Lord be always done.